You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's start with the markets. Domestic stock market indices BSE Sensex and NSE Nifty 50 ended 0.5% up on Monday despite weakness in global market. BSE Sensex ended 300 points, a 0.5% up at 59,141, while NSE Nifty 50 index at 17,622, up 91 points, a 0.5%. Stocks of M&M, Bajaj Finance, State Bank of India, Hindustan Unilever, Nestle India, Bajaj Finserv and Reliance Industries, among others, were top BSE Sensex gainers. On the flip side, Tata Steel, ICICI Bank, Power Grid Corporation of India, NTPC, Asian Paints were top index losers. India VIX, the volatility index, rose 0.6% to settle at 19.94 levels. Moving on, Harsha Engineers International's Rs. 755 crore IPO, which got subscribed 71.32 times on the final day of bidding, is likely to finalize the basis of allotment on Wednesday, 22nd September. The portion reserved for qualified institutional buyers was subscribed 178.26 times and that for non-institutional investors was subscribed 71.32 times. The retail investors portion was subscribed 17.63 times. The IPO shares were sold at a price band of Rs. 314 to 330 per share. The equity shares are expected to list on BSE and NSE on 26 September 2022. The initiation of refunds or unblocking of funds from ASB account will take place on 22nd September and the equity shares will get credited to allottee's DMAT account on 23rd September 2022. In another development, markets globally will be closely keeping an eye on the US Fed's next Federal Open Market Committee meeting that is scheduled for September 2021. Markets have already priced in at least another 75 BPS increase in interest rate. However, a supersized 100 BPS or full percentage point rate hike is also not off the table. Most economists expect a jumbo rate hike as the Fed has made it clear that it is focused on taming red-hot inflation in the US, even if it comes at the cost of economic growth leading to demand destruction. Hotter-than-forecast consumer inflation data recently boosted expectations for just how hawkish the Fed needs to be in order to curb price pressures. Meanwhile, the ongoing war between Russia and Ukraine has led to an entrenched episode of hot inflation across the globe. While the commodity prices have come off sharply from their peaks, global growth concerns persist, led by strong monetary tightening that is likely to continue at least until December. According to analysts at Motilal Oswal Financial Services, India seems isolated from the high inflation, slow growth challenges at present. However, this isolation will fade over the next few months. Although the analysts raised India's FY23 real GDP growth to 6.8%, they have kept FY24 projection broadly unchanged at just 5.5%, much lower than the consensus of 6.3%. According to the report, although the RBI has hiked the policy repo rate sharply since April this year, it has kept its growth projections unchanged at 7.2%. This is in sharp contrast to the most advanced economies that have revised down their growth forecasts meaningfully. In other developments, SEBI is looking to boost surveillance of social media and other platforms through a web intelligence tool using artificial intelligence and data analytics to probe violations of various securities laws by individuals, groups, and other entities. In this regard, the capital markets regulator has invited expression of interest from solution providers to implement, install, and maintain a web intelligence tool, according to a public notice. Noting that the internet usage has risen exponentially over the last few years, which resulted in production of immense amounts of unstructured publicly available data on the web, SEBI said this unstructured data has the potential to provide deep investigation insights about various entities, individuals, groups, and topics related to violations of various securities laws. Lastly, commodity prices traded lower with most of the commodities in the non-agro segment witnessed decline during last week, except silver, which rallied on higher demand. Crude oil prices fell by nearly 2% in demand growth concerns over slowdown fears. Base metals ended in red on China demand worries as COVID worries continued to haunt the investment sentiments. Gold prices traded higher with spot gold prices at COMEX fell by 2.43% at $1,675 per ounce for the week. Gold October futures at MCX ended 2.27% lower to ₹49,380 per 10 gram, capping downside on weaker rupee. The spot rupee fell by 0.20% to 79.75 against the dollar for the week. Gold ETFs extended outflows as holdings at SPDR gold shares declined to 961 tons from previous week's 967 tons. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.